Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
IBM has calculated that the average cost of a notable data breach per company now stands at 4.49 million euro globally. The bigger the firm, the bigger the mopping up exercise. If hackers get their hands on sensitive data, or even if someone leaks it by accident. The good news is that AI can have that potential bill, but the bad news is that the Irish watchdog, the National Cybersecurity Centre, has admitted that it doesn't have enough qualified staff to do the job. Elaine Handley is partner with IBM Cybersecurity Services in Ireland and the UK. Good morning, Elaine.
Good morning, Joe, and hello to you and your listeners.
Apologies for my cough. I'm still struggling 4 weeks after having COVID. What did you mean by data breach? What is a data breach?
So data breach is essentially the loss of any significant, PII data, financial or medical details.
PII?
So private information, so customer or employee private information, such as, you know, names, phone numbers and any other significant information like date of birth. The significance of that really, Joe, is that's the sort of information that can be used to hack into people's accounts to essentially identify as somebody else, and that's really what hackers are looking for.
Yeah, how long does it take to recover from a data breach?
Well, that recovery time and essentially this report looks at 604 organizations. And it's the 19th year, so like we've been talking to over 6,000 organizations in those 19 years, and in fact, the number of the organizations that were interviewed in 2024 hadn't actually recovered. Those who had, which is a minority of 12%, who were able to fully recover, took over 100 days. So it's significant disruption to their business in that time.
Yeah. You think that maybe AI, artificial intelligence, could dramatically lower the cost of a breach. What do you mean?
Yeah, so essentially what you're trying to do with AI and automation is to lower the time to detect and contain that breach. In other words, to reduce the impact on the organization. And so if you use AI and automation, you can move much faster. You're able to spot that this does not look like the correct behavior. This doesn't look like it should be somebody legitimately accessing your IT infrastructure. And so you're trying to make sure that you can recognize that more quickly. And given that 16%, like the majority of the ways in which hackers get into organizations is actually through stolen or compromised credentials. In other words, you know, they're logging in as Joe Lynham with your proper credentials. It's very difficult to spot that and stop that. So essentially, using AI and automation allows you to see what are the typical valid ways in which people behave as they access systems, and what looks a bit fishy. So that's essentially what we're trying to do. And automation will help you to. Sorry, Joe. Automation will help you to actually swiftly respond and contain that. Then.
And do you buy these AI packages off the shelf, or is this part of an overall IT system?
There's lots of different ways in which you can use AI. IBM has Watson X. There are a lot of different other packages, as you say, or different systems that you can use. What's key to in using those packages or those AI options is to make sure that you use those securely in their own right. So essentially, there are some risks in not using them safely. And you know, there are lots of people like ourselves who can help you to give you some advice in terms of doing that.
Well, a lot of our listeners would be entrepreneurs and business owners. They'd love to know roughly what these kind of data breach prevention packages cost, or what it'll cost them at least as a percentage of their turnover.
Yeah, I mean, typically what we're looking at is usually between 9 to 11% of your overall IT budget to be looking at, I'd say, security in general. And I think that what a lot of the companies that suffer these breaches, who were interviewed, they essentially were looking at increasing that spend. So it's really about preventing something rather than trying to contain it when it happens. So typically 9 to 11%, but possibly
of your IT spend.
That's right, of the IT spend, yeah. And just maybe to talk about helping people to understand more, there is a lot of good material out there. IBM has facilities called IBM Skills Build, which where we partner with DCU and Fast Track into Technology. So that helps a lot of people to self-serve, to go to find out about how they can do this themselves and to train themselves in that way. One of the biggest things you can do to help to prevent your organization from suffering this is actually to make sure that there's an awareness and training throughout the organization. So I would suggest that people do that.
Okay. Excuse me. We learned this week that the National Cybersecurity Center may struggle to fulfill its mandate due to a lack of staff. That must be worrying that the regulator themselves can't really do their job.
Well, I definitely think that it's really important for there to be an entity such as the NCSC to support organisations throughout Ireland. One of the findings of the report was that where organisations contacted law enforcement, they saw a significant reduction in the impact. So reduction by, on average, like 0.92 of a million euro. And they also were able to reduce the time to detect and contain that breach. So for sure, you know, the NCSC and the Garda Cybercrime Bureau are both really important entities in supporting business.
Yeah, and there's a lots of IT firms that have unfilled vacancies as well. It's across the board, isn't it?
There's a major problem with staff with skills shortages, and also just making sure that everybody in the organization is aware of the dangers, you know, so safeguarding your credentials, looking at ways of in which you can reduce the impact, such as multi-factor authentication. In other words, that when you log in, the system is sure it's you. So there are lots of ways in which organizations can help to safeguard themselves.
And you don't recommend that companies have their sensitive data stored in multiple locations as well.
Yeah, that was a big factor in the report, in that what it said was there was a 40% increase in the cost where there were what's called shadow data. So in other words, data stored on premise data servers and on cloud, essentially without the organization really being able to track or know where that is or what sort of data was in there. So that's giving a lot of there's essentially a risk there that private sensitive information is being stored by the organization without them even knowing. So investing in information knowledge and knowing what your information landscape is, okay, is very much a big factor there.
Well, thank you very much, Elaine. That's Elaine Hanley, a partner with IBM Cybersecurity Services UK and Ireland.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.